The coronavirus vaccine has come to the Eastern Shore, with health workers and nursing homes the first to receive it. Wicomico County has seen over 4,000 cases with around 70 deaths so far from the virus. This is Don Rush. But help is on the way, with Pfizer providing a first batch and Moderna expected to be not too far behind. This as Tidal Health Peninsula Regional begins with its staff. Olivia Butler is a program manager for the Wicomico County Health Department. So what's the situation now with the vaccine coming to the Eastern Shore? What does the distribution look like? You understand hospitals and nursing homes are beginning them. What does it look like here?
Well, the hospital will be getting vaccine directly shipped to them. We expect vaccine here for us in the next couple of weeks, but we don't know how much we will get when we get their first shipment.
And how is it going to be distributed?
So it will be following the phased plan that's outlined by the state. So the first individuals that will be vaccinated will be the healthcare workers, nursing homes, and first responders.
Is it going to be distributed directly to those, or do they go through CVS or something? What's that?
So the nursing home residents are included in the first round, and they will be done by Walgreens and CVS.
So people are hearing about this. What do you say to people who maybe say want to ease back up and take off the mask and say, hey, we got it made?
Well, we can't really be taking off the mask yet because the virus is still out there and we're just getting started with the vaccination. So, it's still, there's not protection out there yet. So mask would be the only protection right now. And the vaccine, the dosing is two doses. So people may need to get that second dose to have the best protection. So until they do that, we're still going to be wearing masks, washing hands, social distancing, all that we've been doing.
In terms of getting the word out, there are some people who might be reluctant to get the vaccine. Lots of misinformation, obviously, out there about it and so on. How do you persuade people not to hold off, that this is a real thing, that they should go ahead and get it?
I guess just kind of like we do with flu shots, that the best way to get protection is for the majority of the people to get it. I know there's some reluctancy because it's a new vaccine, but there's a lot of information and data online, like with the CDC and even with the Maryland Department of Health website. And then I think each of the manufacturers also have good informational sites to look at too, for people who want to know more about the vaccine.
Is your department going to do anything in terms of trying to get that word out to persuade people that they should get the vaccine when it becomes available? I mean, in terms of informing the public?
Well, I'm pretty sure that we will have some things that go out once we have the vaccine, encouraging people to get it, informing them of when the clinics are and who can come at what time, as far as what phase we're in. I'm sure we will have that pushed out through social media and our website.
Your own sense, the fact that we have this vaccine, is there a sense of relief that at least we might be seeing some light at the end of the tunnel?
Yeah, it does give us some, that light at the end of the tunnel. When that will be, though, I still think is going to be a little ways off, because it's a big undertaking to vaccinate, the entire population. So I feel like we'll be doing that for a little while first. But yeah, it is good to have it. And I think that there will be some end in sight eventually.
I guess all of this has to be tempered with the fact that even though we have the vaccine, looks like we'll be able to get through this, this cost of this virus has still been pretty high.
Yeah, it has. It has.
Olivia Butler is a program manager for the Wicomico County Health Department on the beginning of the distribution of the coronavirus vaccine. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.